Our next speaker is DJ Healy, and she will be talking about advantages and disadvantages of post-grant review. DJ is a partner at Spencer Fain in Houston and has been recognized by Chambers Global, Chambers US, Best Lawyers in America, and Super Lawyers as one of the preeminent intellectual property litigators in the US. She has over 30 years of experience in planning and executing enforcement strategies and counter strategies in federal and state courts and the ITC. She's a frequent and active speaker and author on trade secrets, patent extraterritorial liability, and patent damages, as well as IP-related antitrust law, arbitration, and mediation. Please welcome DJ.
Thank you. Well, first, I want to give you all a hand for making it to Friday afternoon. You're sticking with it. That's good. I know it's probably because y'all need that hour of ethics that they took to the last session, but, you know, still. You know, it's funny when I hear these lists where I've been recognized, and it's always very flattering when you get that email that says, oh, you have been recognized by Best Lawyers, blah, blah, blah. Until you look to see who else is on the list. But I'm just grateful that I've never been recognized in a lineup. So anyway, let's see what we can do here. I'm going to talk about what she just talked about, except at a different level. I'm going to talk about it from a trial lawyer's point of view and also from the point of view of the PGR. And the PGR is the post-grant review that you have to bring in 9 months or avoid bringing in 9 months. So there we go. So anyway, first I have the disclaimer thing. It's not, you know, my opinion. It's not the firm's opinion, not the client's opinions. And it's not legal advice, because legal advice costs money. So if you want legal advice, you have to pay for it. Anyway, what is the biggest ramification of an IPR, PGR filing on the trial? Typically, the biggest ramification is the stay. Why is the Western District so popular? It's not that Judge Albright is plaintiff-oriented per se. That's not true at all. I've been a plaintiff in his court and learned firsthand he is not plaintiff-oriented. He does what he thinks is the right thing in each case, and that doesn't always work out to the plaintiff's benefit. But what he doesn't do is grant stays, and that's why people want to go to that court, because a stay can be, in effect, a case killer. You know, by the time you get back from a stay, whether it ends at, you know, the final written decision with the claims that survived or that was never initiated, or you go through the whole appeal, you've lost a lot of momentum in your case. You may have lost your patent, or you may be left with only a few claims that you never wanted to pursue. So the stay is the biggest problem. And that's going to be a problem with PGRs and IPRs. Now, how do I view IPRs as a defendant? Most IPRs that I've been involved with rest heavily on patents, prior patents, applications, maybe articles, sometimes, you know, lately video with YouTube, but it's mainly prior art that I'll say is not jury friendly. It's these dense publications written in this little teeny tiny type that is hard to read. It's written in that magical prose style that patent prosecution lawyers are taught to write in, which is, you know, very, very cool. It's sort of like, you know, the old monks used to write, you know, their prose in. So it's not really jury-friendly stuff. And if you have something that's not jury-friendly stuff, why present it to a jury? You're much better off bringing it to the PTAB, because the PTAB is made up of other patent lawyers, and they're going to be able to read and understand what you're presenting far better than any district judge, and much better than a jury, no matter how good your expert is. Now, the benefit of an IPR, and I agree with Paula Hyman, it's It's pretty confusing, actually, when you look into the decisions of what you're stopped and what you're not stopped. But jury-friendly prior art, such as a prior device or testimony on a method or a system that's not documented in publications, that's jury-friendly art.